Prime Thoroughbreds have been enjoying plenty of success on the racetrack in recent months, and they've just been awarded the 2017 Australian Enterprise Award winner. Joe O'Neill joins us from Prime. Hi, Joe.
Good morning, Joe. Nice to hear from you.
What a lovely accolade. Tell us more.
Look, Joe, earlier in the year I was contacted from APAC Insider magazine to say that Prime Thoroughbreds have been nominated for this award, and would I be interested? Would I accept the nomination? I said, look, you know, I didn't know much about it, but I would. I didn't think much more about it. They contacted me again from London about a month later and just asked for some information on our company. I had to fill out some questionnaires and things, which I sent off to them. And then they came through about a month ago and said that we'd been awarded the APAC Insider, Enterprise Award for 2017. And to be honest, I was very a bit taken back. You know, we do what we do here because we love our horses and that. And it's nice to get some recognition for that. And it really, the award, it's the Prime Thoroughbreds. There's a lot of people involved in Prime, but, people like Bill Mitchell who helped me set it up, and the people that help us with the yearly sales and our vets and all of our trainers and their staff and the companies and my family. So it's a lot of people involved in what we do, and it's been very exciting. A very exciting year again for us this year, winning the Gold Coast, the Guineas with Flying Guest, and then last week, having Metropolitan Runners in three states, we had four runners at Metropolitan Runners and three of them winning. So, to win in Sydney, South Australia at Flemington was very exciting.
Mm. It'd be the first time, wouldn't it, that an Australian racehorse syndicator has won this award?
I would think so. I haven't heard of anyone winning it before. I would think that's probably a fair comment, and probably correct. And look, the syndication business in Australia now has become quite a big part of the racing industry, and particularly at the sales and the managing of horses. There's a lot of, I think there's 42 licensed syndicators operating out of Victoria, for example. And our charter, I suppose, in many ways, is to introduce people to racing and also then to be able to give them the opportunity to buy into horses and race them and manage those horses for them. We're fortunate enough, we've still got our first client who joined us in 1997 when I set the company up with Bill Mitchell. And in fact, bought a share in a horse this week. So, we've had longevity with a lot of our clients with us, and we've had a lot of success over the years. I mean, we've won a lot of races, and it's just been it's been a wonderful journey. But to get the award was great. But really, our job is to continue to buy nice, good quality horses that can win races on the track for our clients, and give them the opportunity to taste racehorse success. Like last Saturday at Flemington, when Invincible Owl won, I mean, the looks on the faces of some of our clients, I mean, it was quite an astounding win. Some of them were in tears. I mean, they were lost for words when he exploded at the end of the race. And he was only a $50,000 horse I bought from Yarraman Park out of the paddock. And he's a highly promising young sprinter. And giving his owners, probably the sorts of enjoyment and thrills that they could only ever dream about.
Mm. Racehorse syndication has changed a lot since you first entered the market. It's more competitive now than ever before, and there are more people doing it than ever before, and that's good for racing because it's enabled a lot more people to get involved in the sport as owners, hasn't it?
It has. I mean, we send out a report every week to our clients. We send out a newsletter, and also on Fridays I just give a quick summary of what our runners are on the weekend because people like to follow our horses. And, we've got 403 active owners in our organisation at the moment, and we've got thousands of other people that follow us. The social media that's been generated in the last week because of the award coming through, and not only that, because of our success on the track, and the fact Michelle rode our winner last week has been quite extraordinary. In fact, I went back and looked... Michelle was 19 years old when she rode her first major winner for us, and that was a Torrex then when we won the Sale Quality. That was her first good win for us as a rider. So we've had a relationship for a long time, and she's a great young woman.
Yeah, you haven't just jumped on the bandwagon post-Melbourne Cup, Joe.
Oh, no, when she had a bad fall, actually, a few years ago, you might remember she had a really bad time with the neck, and we took her to Tasmania and we put on a number of our horses to try and get her to get her confidence back up. And, and you know, she's like all jockeys, they'll ride bad rides for you, but she's done a great job, and, you know, she's a credit to herself and her family. And we, you know, we were so thrilled when she, that ride of hers last Saturday was just exceptional.
And now she's riding at Royal Ascot. In fact, she's on the program this week to discuss her ride there, which is very exciting.
Oh, no, it's great. I mean, good luck to her. And, yeah, I'm not sure how much longer she's going to ride for. She wants to be a trainer, and I think she's finding it, you know, the demands of training and also being a professional jockey are probably quite great. And she'll make that decision when she's ready. But I hope she goes really well over there. She's a great advertisement for racing, and I think she's shown that you know, what a young woman with determination in Australia can achieve. And you know, we've had a lot of good young women riders in Australia. I mean, for a long time now. But you know, from our company's perspective, three of our last four winners were ridden by female riders. And Rachel Clark's ride last week also in Hussey's Glow over in Adelaide was exceptional. And we're very fortunate that these girls are coming through and they've been well schooled by the jurisdictions with the jockey academies. And when you get these young people coming out and riding the horses now, getting off the horses nearly in every case, now they're really a credit to themselves.
Would you say that supporting female jockeys has helped your business in some way to attract more female investors and owners?
Look, we've got a lot of female owners in our business, and you know, we'll have a number of them out there today at the races. Look, they do love having the girls ride their horses. I don't look at riders as being male or female. I look at them being generic riders, and we put the best person on to ride our horse. Chris Lees has got an excellent young apprentice up in Newcastle, and Rachel Clark has now moved from Tasmania. She's an outstanding rider. The winner, I think that win for us last week, was her 100th win, and she's only been riding for 2 years, and she's a mature age apprentice, but you know, she's got a huge future. Jamie Carr over in South Australia, she's riding a horse for us at the moment. Jamie's the leading rider in South Australia. You've got Linda Meachie, who I've just got so much time for. I think she's been an absolute professional and just a superb horsewoman. She's fantastic. Kathy O'Hara up in Sydney. I mean, there's a Caitlin Mannion here. I mean, they just roll off your tongue, don't they? And these are all really high-class riders. And I think that the days of people being a bit biased towards not putting the girls on behind us, I mean, they can compete as well as any of the men. And they're very strong and they're committed. And, you know, they've got a high sense of professionalism about them.
How's the rest of the team going, Joe? You've got a number of important runners coming up over the next few weeks.
Yeah, no, we've got a lot happening, actually. Next Saturday at Flemington, we've got... we'll step out Invincible Al again. He'll run in the heat of the Creswick Series and hopefully go to the final on the 8th of July. We've also got Hudson Eagle running next week, and he'll head towards the sprint final on the 8th as well. Reneg, who's a three-quarter brother to Buffering, who's probably best remembered for jumping over the winning line up to the Sunshine Coast when he won last year.
That was a great photo.
Yeah, unbelievable. He's an impressive winner last week for us, and he'll now head towards he'll head to Rose Hill next Saturday, and Sabro. She'll head to the Tiara next week in Brisbane. We've held her up. She's been going very well, and she's a high-class mare. In fact, in two of the meetings over the last 12 months when she's run on the same day as Winx, she's run the fastest sectional of the day for the last 600, including Winx's sectionals. So I'm not saying she's Winx, but she's a very good mare. The tracks in Queensland, of course, it's a few issues, to put it mildly, but I mean, everyone's had to work around that. I think the carnival's been a great success for them, given the problems they've had. We've held her up, and we're going to work her. She worked this morning at the Gold Coast very strongly, and we'll be looking at the nominations tomorrow for next week for the TR and also for a race in Sydney, and making our mind up whether we leave her in Queensland to run in the TR, which is a Group One, to bring her back here. So we've got a fair bit going on. We've got some really nice 2-year-olds coming through our system, Joe. I mean, we don't push out 2-year-olds. I mean, on a I want horses racing when they're 4 and 5 so people can have fun with horses like Fussin' Eagle and Sabaro and Hijack Hussy and all those good horses we've had over the years, Hidden Wonder, and Unchained My Heart, obviously, but it's all good, and really looking forward to the future. I think it's very, very exciting.
Mm. You've got horses constantly racing all over Australia, particularly at the relevant carnival times. You must spend a lot of time on the road attending those meetings, and then when you're not at the races, you're inspecting yearlings and trying to find the next winner in a paddock at a farm somewhere, whether it be in the Hunter Valley or anywhere else.
You know, that's a good point. You know, I found this year that the sales series really was a very demanding time for us, the first 6 months of the year. The market's become very, very solid, and what's happened is with the new money coming in through the Chinese and through Phoenix Bloodstock and a few other bigger players that have arrived, it means we've got to really have it. You've got to really have done your homework when you go to the sales, because if you don't do your homework, you'll go there and you walk away without buying the yearlings you want. We put a lot of effort into buying our yearlings, and hundreds of hours worth of research goes in before any sale. And also we know which farms we should be buying off. It's a bit like... I often say to people, it's more important where your horse is reared than who its parents are, because some people can breed a winner and some people can't. So we put a lot of effort into, and we've got a lot of corporate knowledge, and I've got a tremendous selection team that work with me. I mean, when you look at the fact that our 3 to 6 year old team, Joe, there were 61 of them, 59 of them raced, 49 of them have won, and they cost they averaged 57,000 each. Yeah. And they've now won nearly getting up towards 6.2 million. You know, so we're a long way in front, and we're selling some of those mares for a lot of money now. I mean, we've got 600,000 for Ale Cedar and Hijack Hussey at the Millions National Sale last week, which is those mares only cost 80,000 and 62,000 when we bought them in New Zealand. Also, another one we bought was Calming Influence, who sold for 570,000 a few weeks ago. We bought her for one of our clients in the yearling. So we're out there looking for good value horses. And the market's tough, and we are away a lot. I mean, but I actually enjoy going around the farms, looking at different horses, and getting a feel for what the babies are like. You know, it's
yes.
too late to go to the sales to start working.
Yeah, that's right.
You're too far behind the ball, April.
So it's one of the greatest used statements or cliches, but it's very true, certainly in the case of prime thoroughbreds, Joe, that hard work pays off.
Well, when I was in the army, one of the corporals told me one day when I was first started out and I'd made a mistake doing something. He said, I was a young officer, get out of the courtsy. And he came up, he said, so you've got to remember all the P's, sir. I said, what's that? He said, prior preparation prevents piss poor performance. So, I've forgotten that. So the P's are very important. If you line up the P's, then you give yourself a good chance.
So run that by me again. I'm just jotting that down. What was it?
Prior preparation for poor performance.
Okay. I like that. Nice. On a Sunday morning sermon brought to you by Joe O'Neill.
Right. So you're one of the disciples. Well, you raised Captain Chaos with us.
Yes.
We had a lot of fun with him.
Yeah, exactly. No, it was a great experience, and very fortunate with that horse, who was only a moderate talent, but he won races in various states, didn't he?
Yeah, he won in 3 states, and he ran second. He was going second to Conquering one day in the stakes race in Hobart. I mean, we thought for a brief moment we were going to be Conquering, who's you know probably the best horse we've seen in Tassie, along with GG's Blackface in the last 20 years. But But then Conquering decided to just crash tackless and ran straight past us. So that happened. Mm. But, a lot of fun, the captain, and a great group of owners. And I see some of them around the place still. Some of them are still with horses with us. And of course, we bought Unchained My Heart because of him, because he was Unchained My Heart half-brother. So the family's been there. In fact, I bought another filly out of the family at the Gold Coast a couple of weeks ago. It was down to Chris Lewis' train. So it's all very good.
Very good. Well, Joe, thanks for joining us on the program.
It's great to talk to you, Joe. I look forward to catching up soon. We'll have to have a glass of red somewhere, huh?
We will indeed. I look forward to that. And congratulations once again on the award. Well deserved.
Thanks very much, Joe. All the very best.